Ironically, some of my best tapes of calls going through SP1 tandems were recorded from my panel phone line. Now, of course, the panel switch that I'm making these calls from has only got about a year left to live, and the SP1s I'm calling were recently installed. Anyway, here now are some calls to Newfoundland and Labrador, area code 709, dialed from my West 73rd Street panel line. While this is a pretty clear recording, it has some pretty obnoxious automatic volume control activity, which I apologize for. Just illustrating the AVC problem there. Anyway, this first call is to St. John's, Newfoundland, from my West 73rd panel, via 10th Avenue Crossbar Tandem,
21243,
Montreal 4A,
5141,
the St. John's SP1 Tandem, 7094, to a Crossbar 5. During the time that my panel is sending MFs, there's also some revertive pulsing. This is crosstalk from an unrelated phone call and has nothing to do with this one.
Recording. I'm sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up.
She certainly gets around, doesn't she? Here's how that call goes through. The West 73rd Street panel MFs 10 digits to 10th Avenue Tandem 2. We now pause for number identification. 10th Avenue sends 10 digits to Montreal, which sends 7 digits to St. John's SP1, which sends 5 digits to the Crossbar 5.
This is a recording.
Now, I just happen to have a tape of calling this very same recording in 1975 before the SP1 tandem was installed there. And you know, the call went through faster. The reason being that the Crossbar 5 we just called used to double as the tandem for St. John's. Here's a comparison of the call we just made with the same number being called in 1975, starting with the cut through to Montreal. 1976.
Recording.
1975.
This is a recording.
Yes, it used to go through faster, but that only applies to the Crossbar 5 office, which at that time was also the tandem, and that's why Montreal had direct trunks to it. And speaking of my favorite announcer, back in those days, that same Autochron announcing system also served the tandem.
I'm sorry. We're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 7094.
Here's another call from my West 73rd panel to 10th Avenue.
21243.
To Montreal.
Thank Earth.
To one of the SP1 tandems in the 709 area to a Crossbar 5.
This is a recording. I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your information operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your information operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
That recording is coming off a master tape. I know that because of this next call where we hear it at the right speed. This call and the one that follows go through the same sort of route, except it ends up on a step office. You know, that kind of busy signal is rarely found in end offices. More typically, it's found in step PBXs, and there are a lot of those in New York City. So let's for a moment go into the local network and call a 701 PBX in Brooklyn in the famous 780 office code via Midtown Crossbar Tandem
21221,
which goes to King's Crossbar Tandem
21232,
the translation point for 780, which then dials four digits into the PBX. You don't hear the dial pulsing, but you do hear Midtown MFing to King's. God, those are great sounds. And by the way, that was an open reel recording of my West 73rd panel. Anyway, that busy signal we got up in Canada is pretty much like that one, except it's a little fast. Let me slow it down a little bit. All right, now we'll compare it. As you can see, it's basically the same tone plant. But only in Canada is it used in regular end offices. In the U.S., just little PBXs. Bell Canada just had different ideas about what to do with that particular model, I guess. The next three calls go from my West 73rd panel line to 10th Avenue, to Montreal, then to one of the SP1 tandems in the 709 area, not necessarily the same one each time, and then through a step tandem to finally end up on a small tributary. The first two are steps. The last one may be a CX-1000 or an NX-2. Now here's another call to an SP1 end office, this time with a subscriber answer. This route, where it goes through three tandems in New York City, is kind of ridiculous and never would have happened prior to the mid-70s. By the old routing, 10th Avenue would have sent it right to Montreal. This goes from my West 73rd panel to 10th Avenue.
21243.
To New York 6.
21249.
To New York 7.
21234.
To the St. John, New Brunswick crossbar tandem.
5062.
To an SP1 end office in St. John. Not to be confused with St. John's, Newfoundland. There, I've said it all three ways. Does anybody say it that last way? Hard to believe. Now I'll play that call again, starting after dialing the last digit, and say the name of each office as we cut through to it. Tenth Avenue. Number identification. New York 6, New York 7, St. John XPT, the St. John SP1 end office. Notice that the subscriber answers and then there's a delay before it goes off hook.
Huh?
Well, now we know one thing about SP1s. They don't leave it to the relays to convey the supervision from the subscriber answer to the incoming trunk. We know that because the 335 millisecond delay we experienced there could only be explained by a slow scanning rate. The processor pulls the line state at regular intervals, and when it gets around to it, it notices, hey, he's answered, and passes the soup along. And that explains why there's that very long delay, supervision-wise, between the subscriber picking up and the trunk going off hook. Now here's another circuitous call from my West 73rd panel through 10th Avenue.
21243.
New York 6.
21249.
New York 4.
2122.
Regina Crossbar Tandem.
3061.
Edmonton, Alberta 4A. 4035. The Vegreville, Alberta SP1 Tandem. 40317. To a small tributary, probably a steppe, in Islay, Alberta. The first long-distance carrier link here is between New York 6 and New York 4, which is really ridiculous. You have an L carrier link, 2600 controlled, between two offices in Manhattan.
I am sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
You might have noticed in the crosstalk there the sound of a British ring, distorted, of course. Here it is with a 5800 number ID tone coming in on top of it from the CO across the street. Now I'll play the call going through again and say the name of each office as we cut through to it. 10th Avenue. This is the number ID. New York 6. New York 4, Regina, Edmonton, Vegreville, Islay. And now here's the sound of modernization in progress. I'm going to dial a vacant code in area code 306 for Saskatchewan. As you know, the Regina Crossbar Tandem is the regional center for that area, and the principal city for 306. Well, it was in earlier 1976, but what follows was recorded in February of 77, and by then, there was a new Regina Tandem. This goes from my east side line to New York 4,
2122,
to the Regina SP1, which gives a vacant code recording. The sound of the vacant code recording clicking on is somewhat confused here, by the echo suppressor activity, which occurs just as the long-distance trunk is coming on. So if you want to know what it sounds like when an SP1 tandem goes to a recording, be better to listen to the Thunder Bay recording in the last presentation.
We have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 3061. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 3061.
Now for something still long distance, but quite different. One thing we haven't heard yet is the sound of a call going through to a step tandem where the first long distance link out of New York is to that very step tandem. That is significant for a reason I'll demonstrate in a minute. But first, here's a basic call. It goes from my Long Island crossbar 5 to Hempstead
5166,
then Suffolk
5162.
And then you'll hear a long delay because Suffolk is dial pulsing a whole 7-digit number, 5561111. And then finally, when the carrier noise comes on, that will be the trunk to the Augusta, Georgia step tandem, which will have gone through to a step in Harlem, Georgia, which will give us a vacant level recording. The vacant level recording happens to be very talkable, and you'll hear me coming in on my other line. Now, because it's a vacant level, the call connects to the recording as soon as the invalid thousand group 1 is dialed. But Suffolk has to keep dialing the complete number at that point, and for that reason, the last 3 digits of the phone number end up getting dialed very loudly over the top of the recording. And you'll hear that when I come in on my other line. You'll hear 3 rotary dial digits being dialed quite loudly, and that's being echoed all the way from the Suffolk foray, again, because the call hits the recording on just the thousand group, and I dialed 1,000, so you'll hear 000 dialed over it, and then I'll talk and touch tone at you. I had to talk in a fairly soft voice, however, because it was late at night and I didn't want to wake anybody up at my house. That recording comes off a master tape used by Southern Bell in Georgia at the time. And here's a call to another office, Waynesboro, Georgia, which goes through exactly the same way. But in Waynesboro, they made a better copy of that master tape. Also, this call contains the classic sounds of a 7A-type announcement machine. It has a lot of space at the end of the recording, and you can hear the noise of the erased magnetic drum. And finally, the sound it makes when it shuts off. Then there's silence, and then you can hear it starting up again.
You have the right number in mind,
and that you have dialed it correctly. This is a recording. I'm sorry, but the number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you have the right number in mind and that you have dialed it correctly.
The voice on this master tape, the standard voice for Georgia, is that of Mary Moore, the original Time Lady.
Whatever you need, you'll find it fast in the yellow pages of your telephone directory.
Time 3, 7.
Now I'm going to call 790-0000 in the Augusta area. It'll take the same route. You'll notice it'll take a really long time to go through because of that extremely high dial pull phone number. And this ends up on centralized intercept in a Crossbar 5 office.
This is a recording. I'm sorry, but the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording. I'm sorry, but the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer.
Happen to be down, please.
What you just heard was my putting on a 2600 hertz tone and then taking it off. Now, I said earlier that the fact that the first long-distance trunk in this connection is to a step tandem makes a difference, and the difference is that we now have a step tandem expecting dial pulses rather than what normally would happen if you put on a 2600 hertz tone. You would have a crossbar tandem or a 4A expecting MFs. And so what you can do here, if you're a really good whistler like the famous phone freak Joe Ingrassia, you can actually dial phone numbers by beeping out 2600 in dial pulses. Now, in the case of this Augusta, Georgia step tandem, you can only call numbers within the Augusta area. But back in the late 60s and early 70s, this wasn't just about whistling Dixie. You could use tandems such as the original Vancouver step tandem to call the rest of the world. Here we can't do any great feats except to dial a few numbers using 2600 instead of hanging up and redialing. Since I'm such a lousy whistler, though, I'm going to hook up a rotary dial and use that to interrupt a continuous 2600 hertz tone from my ARP Odyssey synthesizer. The circuit that would normally short the earpiece in a 500 set will be used instead to short out the tape recorder so that the loud bursts of 2600 don't overload the tape. The other circuit that normally actually makes the dial pulses will be used to make the bursts of 2600 go down the line, and I'll be able to dial phone numbers. For example, let's call a double ringing number in the Augusta step. I blew 2600 again, and that was followed by the handshake, which sounded different this time because Hempstead is adding the tone applier. Earlier, when we were on that talkable recording in Harlem, Georgia, the last three digits of the phone number were dialed out over the recording. And that's because, of course, when you dial a vacant thousand group in a step, you hit the vacant level right there. So effectively, the call is over after only four digits of the phone number are dialed. Now that we are dialing directly on the Augusta tandem and can hear what we're doing, This is easy to demonstrate. Let me dial 556, a code for Harlem, followed by one more digit that happens to be a vacant thousand group. And you'll see we get the recording right then. No need to dial the rest of the phone number. The Augusta area includes a few exchanges on the South Carolina side. Here's a call to the vacant level in Bath, South Carolina, by just dialing 53 and then 0. The office code is 593, but the 9 is absorbed and doesn't have to be dialed. I don't know whether Bath, South Carolina is Bell or Independent, but I can tell you that Southern Bell in South Carolina did not use the master tape. And that recording that we just heard is actually a pretty good example of why the master tape is a desirable thing to do. As you can hear, the woman is standing in the central office recording it, and the ambience of the room is such that it really could be mistaken for a recording made in Bath.
Please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Yeah, you could see that coming, couldn't you? Anyway, if you dial 58, you go into Gibson, South Carolina, which is not a step. Now, when you're dialing into an office that is not a step, through a step tandem, there has to be a second handshake. The reason is that while steps have a first selector associated with each incoming trunk, other offices have to get a receiver on the line before they are ready to receive digits. So if you're calling an office that is not a step, that office will give a flash to tell Suffolk or whatever office is dialing through this tandem to hold up a second to give the office we've just gone through to time to get ready to receive digits. So when I dial 58, which is the same as dialing 598, the office code, there's the second handshake. And now, Gibson is ready for the last four digits. I'll dial a non-working number, 0111. Getting a reorder when centralized intercept hangs up is very unusual, and that end office is Independent, to be sure. The centralized intercept, of course, is Southern Bell's. In Augusta, the 7-9s are a crossbar 5. So when you dial 7-9 into this tandem, you get another flash, that's the crossbar 5, signaling that it is ready to receive digits. In this particular case, the call ends up on a PBX that has a Stromberg-Carlson type ring. I'm about to dial the last digit, and when I do, you'll hear the distinctive bloop-to-clup, which means line link pulsing. The crossbar 5 will be dialing to the PBX. And now here's another number in the 7-9 crossbar 5. This one actually rings a line, test line as it turns out. Had to hang up on that one. Yeah, those 1 milliwatt, 1 kilohertz tones were very hard to whistle off. It would just sort of jam the whole thing so it couldn't hear my tone. So I had to ditch the whole call. Anyway, that's a little taste of SFing, something which phone freak Joe Ingresia, now known as Joy Bubbles, used to do without any extra equipment at all. That's it for this segment. In the next one, I'm going to be covering various and sundry little details about the sounds of the network, starting with the different places in which you do hear dial pulsing, other than Crossbar 5 and NX1 tandems.